At least 4 people have been killed and 16 injured in drone strikes on Ukraine's capital. Officials say Kyiv was struck several times in an early morning attack by Russian forces using drones. Its mayor says they hit the central Shevchenkivsky district. The area was shelled by Russia last week. Let's bring in Mohammed Jamjoum in Kyiv. So, Mohammed, what's the feeling on the streets there, given what's happened the last few hours?
Well, Nick, interestingly enough, it's relatively calm right now. The air alert system has now sent out an alert in the last half an hour or so saying that everything is back to normal. It's given the city the all clear. It's so calm, in fact, in the neighborhood that we're in right now, that I'm actually overlooking at the moment a children's playground where there are kids playing on slides and swings. That really gives you a sense of how quickly things change here in Kyiv. It was just early this morning that our team was awakened by the air raid sirens that were sounding out throughout the city. We were looking up at the sky at different points and seeing those kamikaze drones trying to hit targets. Then we'd hear the rat-a-tat-tat sound coming from the air defense systems. They were trying to shoot those drones down. Now, as you mentioned, 4 people confirmed killed in Kyiv. That happened in a residential building that was badly damaged as a result of those drone strikes in the center of the city where the attacks took place. And the mayor of the city, Vitaly Klitschko, he said that one of the victims was an elderly lady, a resident of that building, and the 2 other of the victims were a married couple, a man and a woman who was 6 months pregnant. So certainly very tragic news for the residents of that building. We've also heard that there were 3 people killed in attacks on the Sumy Oblast region. That's on the border with Russia. Now, at the moment, there are some concerns that this could affect the power grid in the country, because local officials have said that there were many critical infrastructure targets in different cities and regions that were targeted by these drone strikes today. You have officials that have tried to ease people's concerns, saying that even though some facilities were damaged, the power grid is up and running. Yes, there were power outages in hundreds of villages, but they say that everything should be back online and back to normal within the coming hours. One more thing to mention, we also got news just about an hour ago that Ukrainian presidential advisor Oleksiy Arestovych said that Ukrainian air defense system shot down 3 missiles that were heading towards this capital city, Kyiv, in the last few hours as well. So even though things relatively calm at this hour, when we were speaking to residents earlier in the day closer to the attack site, they were saying that this really goes to show just how things can change so quickly, and that on a day like today, when those air raid sirens were ringing out, they wanted to try to get to those shelters as quickly as possible. Nick?
Of course. All right, Mohammed, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much. Mohammed Jamjoum reporting from Kyiv.